Good morning.
Good morning.
So where did the idea for this come from?
Well, Adrian Crook and myself, we are both victims of horrible roommates. Actually, he was a tenant and I have been a landlord, so we've been on both ends of the spectrum. He's lived in Los Angeles and Houston and Vancouver, so all across the board he's basically had crazy experiences. His last one, his roommate basically set traps for him around the house, just trying to track his movement. She would also leave him notes telling him he couldn't use the television and he had to do his dishes at certain times of the day. So it just became a really sort of a nuts experience. And when I first bought my house, in order to supplement the mortgage, I had tenants move in. And so living in the house with them, it was almost sort of a roommate scenario. And they just were, it turned out to be a little nuts, despite the fact that we did our research and, you know, did background checks and everything. They wouldn't communicate to us by talking. They would only type notes.
Even though you're in the same house? So they wouldn't come and speak to you and say, hey, Lara, can you pick up your socks off
exactly,
the bathroom floor?
Exactly. It got to the point where I didn't want to come home because I knew there would be a note waiting for me. They would break items and then claim that they were broken and then threaten legal action if they would fall and trip. It was just unbearable. And finally, they took us to the Rental Housing Tribunal and put together this huge sort of book of notes of everything that they claimed we had done wrong. And then they didn't show up. So, and so of course,
they went through hell for nothing.
Exactly. And the tribunal found in favor of us and actually said, wow, I can't believe you went through this. So
you figured there had to be other stories out there.
Exactly. And in speaking to friends and colleagues, we just realized that there were so many stories out there of people who had similar and not so similar, but crazy experiences. And we just thought we would put a book together about them.
So have you gotten any submissions yet?
We have. We have about 200 submissions. I would say probably about 15% of those are Toronto-based. Mm-hmm. We're putting the book together this year and hoping to have it published in fall of 2005. So we're looking right now to get more submissions in, and especially from Toronto, because we're interested to see sort of what's happening locally.
Right. So what have you heard from Toronto so far?
Well, we've heard sort of all kinds of crazy stories. There was one person who had a roommate who thought that the Russian mob was out to get him. He wrote in and said, one day I came home and my roommate accosted me in the dark and started punching me. And then he turned on the light and realized, okay, you're not part of the Russian mob. And he looked around and there was blood on the walls. And he's like, what is this? And his roommate explained to him that it was chicken blood and that chicken blood was supposed to ward off the Russian mob.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there are all kinds of crazy stories out there.
So what do you think people are going to get when they read these stories?
Well, I think that there'll be a sense of comfort that if you have a crazy roommate, that there are other people out there who also have or are also in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I think also what we're going to try to include is information, sources where you can go to get more information or helpful hints about, you know, what should you look out for? What kind of pre-screening can you do before you ask for a roommate to come into your house?
I wonder what kind of questions you're allowed to ask, though. I mean, because I can see how incredible it would be if you've got someone who's a real control neat freak, you know, with, you know, a Felix kind of character,
exactly.
You know, put together with someone who's not.
Exactly. Again, it's really difficult. I mean, I guess there are only so many questions you can ask legally, but then you really just have to go by your gut, a gut feeling.
So how do people submit their stories if they've got one? And there's a prize, right?
There is a prize. It's $500 US, and we'll be giving that February 1st. Submission deadline is the end of this month, December 31st. You can submit by the website that we have, which is www.damagedeposit.com. And we welcome all submissions, as many, as often as you'd like to submit. Quite often we get one person who has many horror stories, so they're submitting, you know, more than one story, and we welcome that as well.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.